From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live with guest host Billy Eichner. And now, Billy Eichner.
Hello and welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm not Jimmy Kimmel and this is not live. But I am your guest host, Billy Eichner, not to be confused with music star Billie Eilish. Some people confuse us, but we do have similar careers. She's an 18-year-old music sensation who won multiple Grammys. I'm a 41-year-old gay man telling jokes to no one in an abandoned house. All of you Harvard students angry that you'll have to take online classes this fall? How do you think I feel? When I was a kid, I dreamed of hosting a late-night show. I never once thought it would be on a set that I just had to Swiffer. But I really am excited to be back hosting. Apparently, I was number one in the ratings last night, so from now on, you can call me NCIS Los Angeles. Now, as you may have heard, Donald Trump's niece, Mary Trump, is releasing a tell-all book about the president, which is already selling very well. And she just announced she's working on a series of children's books about the president, including Horton Withdraws from Who?, The Taking Tree, Cloudy with a Chance of White Supremacy, and Goodnight Mooch. And Joe Biden has opened up a double-digit lead over Trump in many polls, although Trump does a little better among likely voters, and he's actually leading among voters likely to eat Cascade. And pundits are saying it's Trump's failed response to COVID, which has helped Joe Biden make such a big leap in the polls. That's because the virus has exposed Trump's flaws and because it's forced Biden to wear a mask, which has allowed him to hide the fact that he looks like a Halloween decoration. Now, don't get me wrong, I am praying the man wins, but he looks like if you get too close to him, his eyes will turn red and he'll start singing Monster Mash until you take out his batteries. And by that, I mean he'd be a major improvement. People are saying Biden's choice for vice president will be critical, but I mean, really? We all know it's going to be one of a handful of people. You think right at the last minute he's going to throw us a curveball and pick, like, Christina Applegate? In other celebrity news, Timothée Chalamet was seen poolside in Cabo with his new girlfriend last week. Now, I love Timothée Chalamet, as we all do, but I didn't realize we were traveling. He's poolside in Cabo. Meanwhile, I'm at home in my apartment wearing an N95 mask and Rubbermaid gloves and asking guys on Tinder if they're free in 2022. Now, that said, I do applaud Jimmy Kimmel for taking time off to spend with his family. It's so important to have quality time with our loved ones right now. In fact, after I guest host these shows, I'll also be taking time off to be with my chosen family, the cast of Hulu's Little Fires Everywhere. Now, as you may know, a number of TV doctors like Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz have become controversial as of late, so I thought maybe I could offer people a new TV doctor alternative. So I fired up my laptop and did some house calls this week. These are real people dialing in with real medical questions. So it's time now for Dr. Billy.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Dr. Billy. What's your name?
My name is Brittany Frost.
Brittany, how can I help you today? What is your problem?
How long after birth does it take your uterus to go back to normal size? And how come breastfeeding helps some women lose weight?
I don't know, Brittany, but I do know that here's what I do know, that when the Tony Awards go over on CBS, if they go even a minute over, they will turn that off and turn on local news. And I always get so angry about that. And I always wonder, why can't you give to the Tony Awards a few extra minutes? You know, you give the theater world is only celebrated on TV one night a year. They can't give them two extra minutes. Anyway, what was your other question? Alexander, thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Billy. And how can I help you today, Alexander? What's your problem?
Well, my question is, I've been playing pickleball lately, and my toe's been hurting.
Hold on. Let's back right up. You said you were playing pickleball?
Pickleball is a sport that's kind of like a mixture between tennis, ping pong, and badminton.
Everyone can't get enough of pickleball. How do you like that? Well, and so tell me your problem.
I don't know why my toes keep hurting so much.
Well, do you ever think maybe you're playing too much pickleball? Bye.
Wow.
And that's Dr. Billy. You know how they said it gets better? Not always the case.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.